My name is Braylon. I'm going to be talking about the Industrial Revolution, the factory life, and how people were treated, and other things that people had to go through while working in the factory back then. Simply, the working conditions were terrible during the Industrial Revolutions. Factories were just not being built, and the factories were in need of workers. So with people willing to work for a little less pay, because they were just willing to do it as long as they got paid. The living conditions were pretty bad. They didn't have health insurance as we do now. Things were a lot different. They only got paid about $8 to $10 a week. That's approximately like 10 cents an hour. Sometimes if you were a little more skilled than others, you were paid a little bit more, but it was not that much more. Women received not even close to half the pay men got, and children received even less. And they were even thankful that they got to work there, but they still didn't even get paid as much as they were doing. Factories were, again, not the best places to work. They didn't really have light. The only light they got was from the sun. Machines usually broke. Some people would die and nothing would get fixed because they had no insurance or nothing like that. They really didn't get a good lunch. They only received a break for lunch, really. That's the only break they got. Labor unions were formed because workers finally wanted to put a stop to the long hours they got paid. The long hours they with little pay, excuse me. And they did not want children to work in the factories either because of the danger involved in the factories and all the bad air and things being broke without being, you know, maintained constantly. The rise of the factories came with both positives and negatives, ultimately to the people of Britain. That's where America got the idea of having factories factories. Economy wise, the country got a huge boost, in America and Britain, and the factories brought people from across the country together, working side to side, as in people from Britain would come to America to work with each other because in America at the time, land was more cheaper. And this is kind of around the time of Manifest Destiny. And it brought people together. And furthermore, the pressure for finding food and keeping your family from growing hungry passed because you were making money as a family, so you would have enough to get money and provide for your family. And provided enough financially to get by. The negatives of this were the factory life in general. Long hours working in extremely poor working conditions and presented with injury risk every day. You would go to work sometimes, somebody might be sick and you might not even know. You might get the same disease as them and then go home to your family without you knowing you have the disease and they have it. Then it just keeps going. It's like a chain reaction. The factories weren't great places to work, however. Through the years, we would see this continue to get better and better, bringing us to the high standards most factories operate today. As in today, you have a lot more insurance. That's another reason why these things don't happen now. You have more insurance and you have more health care. People are more cautious of these things because if something can go wrong, they can lose their job and maybe go in jail or get fined themselves for not having good working conditions.